Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainment Radio app to your phone or tablet. This is radio, the way it should be heard. You're in touch with This is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is radio, the way it should be heard. Call in at 1-877-932-9766 and talk to you some Libby. Tell me how you feeling about... Call me anyway, but use this number instead of that number, 1-877-932-9766, and call you some Libby and tell me how you feeling about getting older. We are aging, and I've had lots of conversations about aging, so I thought maybe I'd just talk to you a little bit about what aging looks like for me since I'm headed towards 68 years old. Thank you very much. And I'm on no prescription drugs. My physicians are intrigued with my chart because I'm the only patient that they have who does a yearly follow-up as you're supposed to. And I'm on no prescription drugs. Therefore, I'm just looking forward to more and more good times. Now, the reason that I'm wanting to talk to you about aging is because when a subject comes over and over and over to me, then that's the one I choose to share with you. Now, I have a book here called New Choices, okay? New Choices in Natural Healing, over 1,800 of the best self-help remedies from the world of alternative medicine. This is just one book, okay? I'm just letting you know I'm not cheating. I do have lots of paper because I've got lots to share. I wanted to share with you first that as I got older, I noticed some changes in my body. However, the one that bothered me the most were these. One day I woke up and things weren't clear. And then after a while, my arm wasn't long enough for me to read. And then I had to squint in order to get a perfect vision. That bothered me, and it triggered my concerns about getting older, because when I was, say, 18 or 20, the elders looked old. They weren't doing what a lot of us are doing now. They worked hard, so they wanted to sit down and relax when they got an opportunity to sit down and relax. And they worked hard. So some of the physical issues that we're facing, they didn't have those because they were very, very active in their work. However, this aging thing bothered me because I see so many people doing things to look and feel younger. And so younger's fine. But if you are aware of what you're facing as you get older, you have a way to either negate that or you can slow the process down. So what I did was I did a little work so that I could share this with you. Even when I got an interesting piece of information about gray hair, I learned some things about gray hair, and I'll share that with you as well. The first thing I do want to talk with you about, though, is water. I'm not going to belabor you with water. You know you need to drink your water. However, according to this reference right here. And forgive me for putting my head down just a little bit. But there's at least one hydrotherapy treatment whose benefits are widely recognized, okay? Doctors and patients alike know that drinking enough fresh, pure water is essential for your health and your well-being. The most basic form of hydrotherapy should be second nature to us, right? However, it would probably be if we didn't keep coffee, cold beer, I had to put the book down like I did just now. Coffee, cold beer, sugary cola on hand to quench our thirst. Though caffeinated and alcoholic beverages do contain water, both cause the body to excrete more water than it actually takes in. So see, now I know, but I like my coffee too. One cup a day and I'm straight. It just tastes good to me and I enjoy it. However, I'm aware that the result is a fluid deficit when you drink coffee or a cold beer or sugary cola. This is one of those times when I'm not going to tell you, don't you do that. I won't do that today. What I want to do is let you know what's happening to you or what could be happening to you when you do these things and what you can do to either slow the process down or stop it altogether. So since we get a fluid deficit, and that takes time, it's over time, so we really don't feel it right away. And because you don't feel it, you're not moved and motivated. You know, if you prick your finger with a pin, you react right away. Oh! But when you have a fluid deficit, you probably don't feel it or sense it until later on when you start to have real problems. And Stacy Wiggins of Wiggins World of Wellness will tell you breathing is the other one. And we'll talk a little bit about some breathing. But right now, just know that though caffeinated and alcoholic beverages do contain water, both cause the body to excrete more water than it actually takes in. The problems that come from this are dry skin, constipation, and bladder infections. Now, I'm going to stop right here because as we get older, we encounter some of these things. We do. And I'm going to use Big Pharma because it's reaping benefits from some of our behaviors. And we need our pharmacies in the right way. However, if we can avoid that, then let's just do that. For instance, dry skin. I'll try to give you something to go with the issue so that you can, and I want you to do your research as well. So let's say, for instance, you have dry skin. I know that when we get older, we have a tendency for dry skin. One, we're not drinking the water as we should. And two, we are drinking our colored beverages and enjoying and indulging in those. And so the dry skin, you start to see the little craters in your skin, the lines in your skin. So take in things like your olive oils and topical stuff like your coconut oil. You can also eat your coconut oil, eat your olive oil, sesame oils, careful with the nuts. And then make sure that you do this on a regular basis so that your body can soak in the essential stuff in those oils that will moisturize your skin, puff it up naturally, and then the lines go away. You can go to the pharmacies if you choose. You can go to the grocery stores if you choose and get yourself some ooeys and gooeys. However, this natural stuff costs less. And I'm going to do this too. There are people who have a passion for such things as dry skin and healthy skin, and they make these things themselves. Consider finding those people, the people who make their stuff right in their kitchens, and seek them out, because not only do they make these products, but they know a lot about these products. They can give you suggestions as to what you need to do to help your dry skin. Hydration is the first one the very first one. Bladder infections. Usually you can avoid a bladder infection if you drink cranberries, cranberry juices, real good for that. My understanding now, and my overstanding, is that when you drink cranberry juice, there's a substance in the cranberry juice that will not allow the infection to cling to the walls of the bladder and the lining that the tubes that take from your kidneys to your bladder. So it has to flush it out. So drinking your water and then eating your cranberries or drinking cranberry juice may negate that. It says here, the problems become more common in late adulthood, and because of our need for water, and it actually increases with age. Our need increases with age. Our thirst decreases with age. We have a tendency to not be thirsty. We can go for hours without drinking any water. Might pick up a glass of something with color in it, but we don't necessarily get thirsty. And so what I'm suggesting is that be cognizant of this so that you can avoid some of the problems that I named earlier. So it's that 6 to 8 glasses of water a day for people under 50 and 8 to 10 8-ounce glasses of water for those who are in their 50s and 10 to 12 8-ounce glasses of water for people 60 and above. That's so much water. I can't do that. Well, I have a dear friend who told me, she said, this is what I do. When I get up in the morning, as soon as I put my feet on the floor, I have water next to my bed. I start drinking my water, at least 4 glasses, before I go out the door to do whatever it is I need to do. I think at the time she was working. So you think, well, my gosh, I'll have to pee before I can get. It's okay. Mama says it's sometimes better to cry rather than cry. It's better to pee. So, Helen, thank you. So what I'm suggesting is if you drink your 4 glasses of water, flush your kidneys first thing in the morning, flush your bladder, and then get you a glass of cranberry juice if you want preventative stuff. See, you already got half of your glasses down. For those of us who are 60 and older, we just have to maybe every hour to every 2 hours, just get your bottle and drink it. Just go on and do it and get her done. So as we age, our skin and mucous membranes become thinner. We lose more water and our kidneys function less efficiently. So our need for water increases. Older people just don't feel the thirst the way we did when we were younger. Said that. So we need to get in the habit of drinking even when we're not thirsty. It was important for me because then another thing came up, subject came up when we get older. Some of us have a tendency to have swelling in our feet and legs. Now, I'm not a doctor. I just have some common sense. Okay, here's the common sense for you. If you find yourself swelling, the first thing you might want to do is figure out what caused it. I know you want to reach me, but call 1-877-932-9766, and I can reach the phone better. Here we go. When you are swelling, notice where it is and how much, when it happens, and what takes to go away. So what we're talking about now is this. When you get up in the morning, more than likely, your feet and ankles are not puffy. So what you do is you check yourself. When you put your feet on the floor, start noticing when the water starts to pool in the bottom of your feet and ankles and maybe mid-leg even. Might be up to your knees. Kind of rough when it's up to your knees. Hopefully you take care of it before that. During the day, if you have an opportunity, sit down and put your legs up. Just like I've got my hands in front of you here right now. Just make them straight out and then work your feet and toes, and make sure that the water is being pushed back toward your heart and your kidneys, and so you can go pee that out. Watch your salts, because it has a tendency to hold on to water. Watch the salt and the soy and any of those things like that, okay? Be real careful. And then if you have an opportunity, if your swelling is enough, you have access to some of those white elastic holes, if you feel you need that kind of support, put those on. No, they are not sexy, but they will help that circulation get that fluid off of you. That's just small. Now, because I talked about water, I also want to make sure that you understand that sometimes a bath, your need for hydration can come through a bath. Let's see, the book says foot baths. Okay, let's do foot baths because we don't give our feet a lot of attention. They get ignored quite a bit. Feet and hands have a tendency to get ignored. But this book says that foot baths aren't just for tired, achy feet. Alternating hot and cold soaks for a great relief of swelling in the feet and legs. By diverting blood away from the affected area, hot foot baths are used to relieve head and chest congestion and even menstrual cramps. So soak comfortably in hot water, about 110 degrees Fahrenheit, for 10 to 30 minutes. And then add water to maintain that temperature, all right? Then when you alternate foot baths, you can play an important role in the supplementary treatment for serious illnesses such as congestive heart failure. Yeah, that's simple to do and doesn't cost much. And you'll feel so much better after that. Then put that coconut oil or any of your olive oils or any of those, okay? Put that on and enjoy the rest of your day. Now, according to medicineplus.gov, I have some information for you that has to do with your aging as well. Would you give me a second? I just want to remind you that Talktainment is now on Facebook TV. So log in, facebook.com/Talktainment. You can hear and see me, this is Libby, on facebook.com/Talktainment, okay? And you can also like us, and I'd be interested in your comments. You can go to YouTube and see us on YouTube as well. So that being said, I want to share a little bit more because aging doesn't have to be scary and you don't have to be afraid of some of the things they've been telling. I remember, you know, they told us, well, when you get old, you just start to break down and then you die. Well, no, they forgot to tell you that aging is a slow process, just like everything else has a process. And all you have to do is just get in there and participate in things that help either slow that aging process down or some of it you can negate. Now, I'll tell you something to make you laugh, all right? I told you that having to wear the glasses, that was probably my pet peeve. But I remember saying, I never want that little wrinkle in your neck right here. I had a goose, was it? Goose something or other. I'm going to tell you what I learned. You might want to try it. It's really kind of, it's funny to do. But you actually stick your tongue out because these are all, you know, this is tissue, connective tissue here. And all the connective tissue to the tongue, you know, that's all in here and up and, you know, in your mouth and so forth. So it says, just stick your tongue out. Just stick your tongue out, left, right, and center, as far out as you can go. And it moves this tissue to tighten up. Now, I'm just saying. So I said I was going to try it because I'm really, you know, I'm not vain. But I just like to see if things really work. So like my eyes, when they shifted just a little bit, I thought, well, this neck thing, you know, you know, folks pay money, lots of money to get these lines out of here. I want to know how to do it naturally. And that's the information that was shared with me. And it makes me laugh every time I even think about it. But I'll stick my tongue out anyway. Oh, I love it. So listen, I got to tell you something. Talktainmentradio.com is a 24/7, no charge, worldwide broadcasting facility. with hosts delivering on various subjects and topics, okay? So there's lifestyle and there's news, religion, health and wellness, politics, and sports, law, and there's several shows. You know, I want to share those with you before we talk about aging, okay? There's several of these, and I'm gonna give those to you now. I mentioned Stacy Wiggins because it's Stacy Wiggins World of Wellness, all right? He's on Thursdays at 12 p.m. There's New Money with Drew and Janae. You need to know how to handle some new money, right? Part of the aging process is that you don't have to work unless you choose to work. And so money might be interesting to you as to how to have some fun with it and use it effectually. There's A Stairway to Heaven by Claude, and he's on Friday at 6 p.m. Then there's Talking Sports with Mr. Bobby West. Sure is. Then there's The Blue Mood Saturday with Ed Dozier. These are just a few. The Wellness Pot is on Thursdays at 11. So whatever interest that you have in any of our programming, not only can you can listen live, you can listen later, and if you listen live, you can call in and talk to the hosts that are here. I'd be glad to hear from you, and I want to hear your opinions and your input about aging. This conversation is important to me because the elders say the alternative is not anything you want to discuss. You want to get older, and you want to do it well, and you want to do it so that you're feel good. Now, the baby boomers, I read and I heard more than one time that baby boomers are those babies that were born between 1945 and 1965, I think. I got to double check, but I'm pretty sure I'm close. And there were like 78 million babies born just during that period. And it was like a boom of babies coming. And I'm one of those. And one thing that the boomers have in common, we all want to feel good. You hear me? You hear what I'm saying? 78 million babies, give or take some that have passed on into the mystery. We just want to feel good. We're in a place where we can do it. We can do what we want. We can pay for what we want. We can jump on an airplane. That swelling thing again. Yeah, if you're on an airplane and, you know, your legs swell up because of the pressurized yada, yada, yada. But it goes away pretty quickly once you're done. So what I'm saying to you is we want to feel good. And so bringing all this stuff to your attention is my intention at this point right here. Don't be afraid to get older. When you know what's going to happen, you can work your way through it. You can feel good doing it. If you don't feel good, find somebody who will help you through that, whether it's your physician, who is your fixer, or a metaphysician is what I call them, and that would be the natural paths and all the natural medicine folks, or use some of your mama and your granddaddy's remedies for this, okay? So now we're talking about old folk remedies, and there are some. I give you one in particular. If you have a cold, okay? If you have a cold, those who don't use alcohol, we'll find something else for you to do. However, a hot toddy. Have you ever heard of a hot toddy? It's where you have tea and honey and whiskey or brandy, and you put that in your cup and drink it while as hot as you can drink it. Then you get in the bed and sweat that thing out. You feel better in less than 24 hours. That thing will start to change. Those of you who don't use alcohol, get you a big old fresh onion. Cut it up in pieces. Put it in a saucepan with some water and a little sugar. Just enough to give it sweet taste. And saute that onion until it's like syrup. Eat it with a spoon. Get in the bed. Get up the next day feeling so much better. Now, according to Medline Plus, yes, medlineplus.gov, you can go to that site. There's some information I'll share with you as well. It says that all vital organs begin to lose some function as you age. during adulthood. Aging changes occur in all the body's cells, tissues, and organs. And these changes affect the functioning of all body systems. That's why you get the all overs. You used to run like a gazelle. You used to lift couches and paint walls and all of that. You know, you were a machine. You were rolling. Then one day, it's like, and you say to yourself, where'd that come from? Where'd that ache come from? Oh, I need to lay down for a while, take a nap. See, this is what happens as we get older. Now, this is a natural process, so don't get tore up. But what you can do is pay attention to what's happening to you and go from there. Remember that living tissue is made up of cells, and then there are many types of cells, and they all have the same basic structure. However, each group of similar cells now become an organ. And there are different types of tissue groups that form these organs. So there's four types of tissue groups. And I wanted to share those with you. One, and it's important, I'll tell you why. Some of the things that are happening to you right now, you're running to the store, convenience stores of some kind, and you're getting ooeys and gooeys is what I call it. So if you have a sense of what's happening to you, then it may make a difference in your purchases. You see, connective tissue, it supports and binds other tissues, okay? It does this. And I'm holding my fingers like they're interlaced, okay? So your bone and blood and lymph tissues, as well as others, they give structure to your skin. So that's why you want to be aware of your connective tissues, because that's what supports the skin and internal organs. That's why massages are so good. The epithelial tissue provides the covering for the deep body layers, such as your GI tract, the gastrointestinal tract. That's what those do. You have muscle tissues, and there are three types. There's the striated muscles, that moves the skeleton, okay? And then that's voluntary muscles. You know, I can lift and move my shoulders effortlessly. Then there are smooth muscle, and those are the involuntary ones, such as the stomach and those other organs. They work, they just go, constantly go. Then you have cardiac muscles, and that makes up your cardiac wall. Those two are involuntary. The brain says, just keep doing it, sweetie, just keep doing it. You have nerve tissue as well, and that's made up of nerve cells, which are neurons, and they're used to carry messages to and from various parts of the body, such as the brain, spinal cord, and the peripheral nerves. It's important to remember that. It's important to remember also that aging organs slowly lose function. Okay, keep it in mind, even though you don't feel it, you don't notice it, but be aware, because I remember clearly when I was, say, in my 20s, and my mother fixes these wonderful pies called transparent pies. It's got six or eight eggs in it, and multiple cups of sugar and butter, and in the recipe ain't none but sugar and fat. You hear me? I could eat that, go out and do whatever I wanted to do. And then there was this one day where I ate it and I got what I call the all overs. I just felt something all over. It's like, ooh. And I got tired. At first I had this spurt of energy, and that was because of the sugar. However, later on I had to lay down. And I thought, okay, so what? Well, my body was saying, we just don't need to do quite that much sugar at one time. You can still do it, but just slow it down. So that's what I did. Now, here we go. Illnesses, medicines, and significant life changes increase body demands. And I'll continue, but I need you to know right now that TalkTainmentRadio.com, you know, we go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Now, up next, we still talking about aging, but it's going to be all right. Coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Cultural Arts Foundation presents Baba Shanga Obadina Pakafi on Sunday, August the 18th from 4 to 7 and Saturday.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids, or maybe quality time with your spouse, when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah. Anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, download that to your app, to your cell and tablet, and that's radio the way it should be heard. Libby, and you're listening to This Is Libby. So call me 1-877-932-9766 and talk to you some Libby, and let me know how you're feeling about aging. I believe that we can do this without the trauma and drama that we were told when we were younger. How about no? But if we get ahead of the game, then I think we'll do all right. Here's what happens when we start to get older. The biggest changes in organ reserve occur in the heart, lungs, and kidneys, all right? Keep that in mind. We're running into a lot of information on people who are having heart problems, lung problems, and kidney problems. You know, there are lots of dialysis medical facilities around the cities now. It's kind of scary. And I've noticed strategically done, it could just be me. However, where there's a dialysis medical facility, there's a church on the corner. There's a church on the corner, and then there's a grocery store nearby, so you can go in there and buy all the stuff you're not supposed to be drinking. I want to make sure that you understand that illnesses, medicines, are significant life changes suddenly increase physical demands, activities, and or exposure to high altitudes can create problems for us when it comes to the aging process. Just think about this. As we age, these are the things we run into, okay? Yeah. Hormone production, immunity is a problem, skin is a problem, sleep, bones, muscles, joints, breasts, face, female productions, male productions. These things are all affected by us getting older. Also, the heart and blood vessels, kidneys and lungs, and the nervous system. I named those on purpose. There's also a way out. Don't worry. It's going to be all right. But before I get to it, I do want to make you smile and give you a nice deep breath. You see, I ran into another article that said good housekeeping. That's, yeah, goodhousekeeping.com. So you can go look it up yourself. Why hair turns gray. I know that most people, when they start getting older, they see a gray hair and go, ah! However, the normal aging is the biggest culprit for your hair to turn white. And there's this 50-50-50 equation that was given by this goodhousekeeping.com. And it says 50% has gray hair and 50% of the population has gray hair. And at age 50, you start getting your gray hair. Some earlier, some later. But this, I thought it was really cute. Then I was asking, well, why? You know, what influences this gray hair? Well, ethnicity. I knew I was going to mess that word up. ethnicity makes a difference. So listen to this. Check this out. Caucasians, gray earlier. Redheads, earliest of all. Then Asians, then African Americans. Ooh, really? Science has not figured out why. I think that's interesting, don't you? So let's keep it going. Of course, stress seems to play a role, but it's not direct. People use stress for everything. It must be very, very significant because here it is. Stress seems to play a role, not directly. So lifestyle, like smoking, decreased B12, and has an influence on the changes in the pigment. Now, if you use, they say on this in this book, liver and carrots will help with this problem. No, let's do it again. It's not a problem. It's a natural event that takes place as we get older. So what you should do is what they're suggesting is eat some liver and or carrots. If you're not eating meat, then the carrots may help. And then it goes further to assure us that hair and its color are separate things. They are. Your hair and its color is separate. You see, pigment forms stem cells that make the color. Hair stem cells make the hair. And your hair bleaches itself. Yes, your hair bleaches itself because hydrogen peroxide naturally occurs in hair follicles as we get older. The issue that we're facing, you see, is that it builds up. So it blocks the melanin production, and that leaves our hair to turn white. So we have a natural bleaching process that takes place as we get older. When you dye your hair, you're dyeing your hair. You're not dyeing the cells that would make the difference in the color. I hope I said that right, but I think I got it so you can understand what I'm saying to you. You have a natural bleaching process of your own in your own body, and it occurs in the hair follicles. The issue is that it builds up, and when it builds up, it keeps the melanin from producing the color you're used to, and so therefore you have the white hair. Now your hair grows that way, so they come in white. Gray hair is not more coarse than colored hair. That's a myth. Gray hair can be more resistant to coloring, though. And that's why I see people who dye their hair and they really don't get all the way down in there. I just smile and they just, you know, they're comfortable and confident in that. And I just smile and say, all righty then. But if you really want to get it, you got to get way down. You can't let that separation take place for very long because your natural hair is going to come back in the color that it's meant to come back. Do you know that you have 100,000 hairs on your head? At least. And when it comes to hair loss for women, it could be a sign of GI tract problems. Yeah, gut level stuff going on. So your hair turns white. So you've got insufficient stomach acid, and it's not absorbing the protein and zinc, okay? Now, this is what you can use. Non-dairy acidophilus after meals for about a month, and it may help some. For male pattern baldness, it might be due to increased testosterone levels during puberty. See, you got to start taking care of yourself early. When you have high testosterone levels during puberty, which are often a result of a high fat diet or too many animal products. When you're a teenager, man, all you want to do is eat. You eat hot dogs, you eat hamburger, you eat steak, you eat chicken and fish. You eat, you're a teenager. However, on the other side of that, these animal products adversely affect the hair follicles. So, later on, that buildup is there and the hair turns white. Decrease your fat foods. It might slow it down some. Now, let's talk about some other things that happen as you get older. I'll try to give you a little something to help out. Won't leave you with a wound open, okay? So, hearing loss, hearing problems take place. And the first thing I thought of, being in the healthcare field as long as I was, is the fact that we have things like blaring boom boxes and music devices, very, very loud. Then people who work with jackhammers and screaming sirens, you know, they have problems with hearing. 1 out of 12 suffer hearing loss. 1 out of 12 people suffer some form of hearing loss. And it can be caused by infection or drug side effects. You can use zinc and magnesium to help this. You see, blood blocks by high fiber diets. It blocks that inner ear of the blood flow so that the cochlea, C-O-C-H-L-E-A, which is in your inner ear, does not receive the blood flow as it should. And so you have a loss of hearing, or it's just a problem hearing. Now, I want to make sure that you get this one, because I needed to do this one for you. As we get older, we have inhibited sexual desire.
Y'all can't believe it. You just get old enough where you can just do it on the dining room table and then you don't have any interest in it at all. So I asked quickly, well, what do women do to help this? And it says eat crab apples. Now this is, hey, I'm just telling you what they said. Eat crab apples and it will increase your interest in sexual activity. Sticky monkey flower essence will balance sexual impulses. So it's called fava, F-A-V-A, or soybeans are excellent sources of dopamine, which can enhance sexual drive. Lean foods, eat lean foods. Fatty foods curb testosterone production. And decreased fatty foods can increase testosterone, improving sexual drive. And that's for males and females. Just needed you to know that, you know, ED or any of those problems that you're running into, if you need to get some help from your physician, do that. Go do that. They are fixers. They can at least give you some direction. And in the meantime, just know that when you have a problem and you can see it coming on, for women, just go grab some crab apples. There's an enzyme in there that helps to bring your interest back. And for the men as well, it's called sticky monkey flower essence. I'm sure you probably find it in a health food store. As you get older, you have arthritis. Yeah, that's what they told me when I was young. Oh, you're going to have some arthritis. Well, okay, I learned that arthritis is not our enemy. Two people, two different sources, said that one said that there are microbes, they call them worms, and they are in our joints. They live there. But when they poop, this is what causes the irritation in our joints, and they swell to protect our body. And then, of course, the swelling distorts the shape of our joints, and therefore you have the aches and pains. Wanted to make sure that I passed that on and you can take a look at that. Do your research for me and give me a call and let me know what you're thinking. It also says that if you use blackberry juice, two glasses of juice twice daily, each of some broccoli, some parsley, spinach, carrots, apples, ginger, beta carotene, and two glasses of pineapple juice, that will help you with your arthritis pain. Avoid citrus because it promotes swelling, and slow down on the animal meats. Okay? Then there's gout. Now I heard a few people say they have gout in their old age. Purines, P-U-R-I-N-E-S, cause gout. Purines. Use blueberries and cherries to counteract the purines. About a handful to a cup, about half a pound a day. Just pop them in your mouth and eat them. And or drink tart cherry juice. You can get that at your local grocery stores. And that also will diminish your pain. I noticed it is, you know, I had some discomfort and I thought, yeah, I'm going to do this and see what works. And after drinking that bottle of it, I just noticed that I wasn't hurting anymore. Well, that's a nice thing to know and I'm happy to share that with you. Avoid, for the arthritis and gout, avoid anchovies, asparagus, mushrooms, organ meats like liver, kidneys, because that increases the purines. And then go seek you some medical care from your physician if you just need a little extra help. The Health and Wellness 365.com, this one was just for the anti-cancer foods. Because a lot of us are encountering cancer cells getting out of hand. So use your super fruits, blueberries, dragon fruit. Get you some pomegranate and some acai berries and goji berries, black grapes, mangosteen, noni, kiwi, strawberries, and avocado. Also, I learned about a melon. It's called bitter melon. And if you do your research on it, bitter melon negates cancer cells. And that's what it read, and that's what I'm sharing. You do your homework on bitter melon. It looks like a cucumber with warts. Try it and see what you think, or you know, pass it on and see if somebody can use that. I had to share a hangover. You already know, when we get older, we might overdo it. Yeah, go out and tie one on. So I thought I would just share this one with you. When you get older and you're old enough, you might end up with a hangover. And a hangover is a result of dehydration. So drink 2 to 3 glasses of water before you go to bed. And vitamin C, vitamin B. Use some carrot juice, beet juice, celery juice, parsley juice. And then get you a nice shower. And take care of yourself that way. You're probably going to need a little bit of rest. I wanted to share a few more things with you because we are getting older. And you have memory problems when you get older. You encounter memory problems. Ugh! It's so aggravating to encounter this. Because you don't feel old. But then you get ready to recall somebody's phone number and you only get like four digits out of all of them. Or you know that you know the person's name and you can't call it. Oh, it's aggravating. But it says here that memory problems are like a muscle. And if you don't use it, you lose it quickly. It atrophies. So, same thing day in and day out is called a rut. And what you want to do is make sure that your mind does not get underworked. Get you a low-fat diet. Use some saffron. Saffron is a blood thinner and a cleanser and as far as like circulatory disease. So what you do see is you increase your blood flow to the brain and poor circulation to the brain. Then get you some. Now I'm going to pronounce these for you and pardon me if I spit all over myself trying to say them, but I'm going to make sure you get this. You want to increase your circulation, blood circulation to your brain. So you want to use Gota Cola powder in 1 cup and just do it for a month. And it has a tendency to show you a difference in how your memory is doing. Now, this one is called Baritum Carbonic. Let me do it again. Carbonica. Carbonica. And this helps with the recent events. When you use this particular substance and you're having problems with recent events, then and you're having problems with decreased comprehension, this one works. Lycopodium or podium, Lycopodium, is just loss of memory, period. So you want to use this one to help with memory loss. You want to use Argentum Nitricum. And I'll set it slow because I need to. And you want to use that one because it helps with weak memory. And Anacardium helps with impaired memory. And it's very common for me to hear people around my age to talk about the fact that, you know what, man, I used to remember this and that. And it's just harder to do. I got to write things down in order to remember. And that may be because of decreased blood flow to the brain. I want to share one more thing with you at least. Because see, on August the 31st, at 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Martin Luther King Library here in Columbus, Ohio. That's on Long Street. 1467 East Long Street. Stacy Wiggins and I are going to have a little meeting with all who want to join us. Now it's called Women Talk, How to Make It Better. We want to know what it's going to take to make it better for you. Haven't you heard the song, Was It Still Good to You? And it, was it still good to you, Ashley? Yeah, okay. Simpson? All right. Here we go. We want to know what it'll take, what it will take to make it better from where you are to where you're going. If you've enjoyed a very healthy and wonderful life, you're happy, joyful, we want to know how come you got that We want to know how you did that, and we want you to share that with us. However, if you have a need for information, for shared information, shared wisdom with women, then we want you to come there and share that with us as well. We'll share what we have with you. Stacy's magnificent in getting good information to you about it. So I want you to understand that you are more than welcome to join us on the 31st of this month at the Martin Luther King Center here in Columbus, Ohio, Martin Luther King Library. I'm so excited. And it's 1467 East Long Street. Come join us, all right? And share that. There are other things that I'd like to share with you, too. You know, I remember I was talking to you about caffeine. This is Home Health Handbook. Now, it said in the other reference that caffeine is a problem or can be a problem in our aging process. Some people just overdo caffeine. They drink coffee in the morning. They have a cool cola drink during lunchtime hour or dinner. And then they eat chocolate during the day. And there are all these different sources of caffeine. Well, this article tells us a lot about caffeine, and I want to share that. One definitely is make sure that knowing that you're using caffeine in whatever form it is, you must drink water. You must, because the substances they're using that have caffeine in them creates a fluid deficit in the body, and you don't feel thirsty because you are older. You just don't feel it. My understanding is by the time you feel thirsty, you are very, very dehydrated already. You're already in trouble. But I want you to have some information on caffeine because we just don't want you to, I don't like talking about what I don't want, but I choose to share this with you because it's important. You can choose wisely about your use of caffeine. Caffeine's a natural stimulant, and it's found in a variety of plants. Okay, it's a member of the xanthine group of chemicals, X-A-N-T-H-I-N-E. All right, and it's used for asthma medications. It's found in tea and cola. And, you know, I mean, there's so many sources for caffeine. It has no real nutritional role. However, it will promote clear thinking. See, this is, you got to do your research. It can, I tell you why it does. Yeah, I think it's it opens up your blood vessels. Okay, it's a stimulant and it opens up your blood vessels. It counters drowsiness and fatigue. It causes some nervous agitation if you use it in excess. Speeds up the heartbeat. So if you're working during the day or walking during the day and you got a few extra beats and you had that coffee, that might be the culprit. Caffeine, not just coffee, forgive me. And when someone has a migraine, it increases vascular resistance in the blood vessels to the brain. And this action explains why caffeine helps forestall a migraine. If any of this has helped you, I'm real happy that I did this today. I'm looking forward to getting older. I'll be 68 pretty soon. Pretty flexible. And like I said earlier in my conversation with you, I have no prescription, medical prescribed drugs at this point in my life, simply because I use food as medicine. I want you to know that TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, is radio the way it should be heard. Some medicine don't come in a bottle. So call in at 1-877-932-9766 and join us here at TalkTainmentRadio.com. Well, I just took a nice slow deep breath because just thinking about this group that we work with, they're so gifted. They have so many gifts. I mean, you can talk with Stacy Wiggins, and he will give you information that you have to pay for with a regular doctor. So, enjoy. the rest of the week, and I'll look forward to talking to you later. Aging can be wonderful.